Well, Uprising Radio and Poetry in the Raw welcome you. I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock, and what was planned for today was that we were going to have a very special guest. We have decided that we're going to have our featured guest, King's Cadence, on the show on October 7th. We've already booked the show. We're going to give some time. We've got a little health issue that came up, and we would like to make sure that we are sending our best love and healing energy to Brother King's Cadence while we carry on without him for a little while, and make sure we have his feature ready to go in a month. So it's just us. Just us. We're going to have ourselves a little midsummer night fling, if you will. It's not even midsummer. The date is September 9th. We are going into the last few weeks of summer. You wouldn't know it out here. We caught a nice breeze, so it's not 100 degrees today, but it is still quite warm. And it is just a beautiful evening rolling through Northern California. Again, I am your host, Sylvia Blaylock. It is always my pleasure to bring the show to you. I am going to get myself an adult beverage while we open the show with another poet. he was featured on the show a few weeks ago, and I just love this piece, Haunted by Her Sexy, by Written in Pain.
Haunted by her sexy. As I walk in the door, I am greeted by the kiss of her scent. Dreaming I could wrap my arms around it, dragged in by effervescence. I search for her with deliberate diligence. Pineapple body spray, her signature fragrance, parting my lips, hoping to taste her. She was standing right here. She might be here in the kitchen. Ice cubes crackling, floating in a glass of cranberry juice. Half empty, half full. The lip print isn't even dry. Parting my lips for a sip, hoping to taste her. So much sweeter she is than this, for I am craving her. Knees weakening, crawling down the hallway. The radio was playing track number 3. She was just here, still hearing her voice in the walls, racing to the bathroom, still steamy, like our lovemaking, breathing deeply in hopes of capturing her vapors. The soap is still wet. The washcloth is relentlessly dripping, as if pacing her name by syllables. I stick my tongue out to catch one, still missing, like I'm missing her. Her lip gloss lays on the sink, naked. I part my lips, hoping to taste her, kiss her. God, I miss her. Slowly I open the bedroom door, look at her panties on the floor, enthralled in her jeans. I tremor and fiend as the aromatic sensation of the smell of them teleports me to realistic, fantastic fantasies that make me part lips, hoping to taste her. Clutching them still, I race to the mirror, hoping I can catch her reflection. I swear that was her in a glimpse. She was just here. Blessing this mirror with her silhouette. Weak now, knees buckled, crawling, dragging to the bed. I can smell her dreams. I lay within her incantation, nestling where she once was, shivering, clutching panties, embracing her pillow, stroking it like strands of hair, becoming aroused, needing her here right now. I am extorting, contorting, twisting, afraid to open my eyes. I am haunted by her sexy. That was written in pain.
You know, quiet is kept. I play that often because sometimes, okay, the stalker element was a little weird. Truth. But the overall sensation of someone being haunted by you, there's something to that. We have quite a few amazing poets in our community, and they speak to the message of the, it's not even fully erotic. It is something deeper than that. And that piece, as well as a couple others, I know Venom had one that, Venom, SYA. There were three pieces in general. Oh, and one by Obi West. I was like, woo, really? I may play that later too. Let me see if I can find that one. But we have poets in our community that most certainly contribute that energy that's meant not just to speak from their own arousal, but to teach us the full unfolding of it and kind of key us into our own arousals. I want to play another piece.
I want to be above anything else. Righteous. Upright in my resolve to do the right thing. Despite my flaws, shortcomings, and my sometimes abnormal behavior, I want to be sound in my character, even when my faith wavers.
I'm moving directions unknown to man. I'm only stranded here in context. I honestly don't understand it, but I demand to put in my time here. I stand as if it's a chance, considering damage is already done. I landed here, see, I wasn't one of them niggas who happened to come. My plan was here, see, damage tonight. I'm standing here, son. Not for your sisters if you have to. Show the randomness love, never be selfish. Give it all if your heart tells you so. No, cause you helping the exchange, it's special for the soul. Just be careful, see, the shit we rappers do is a joke. Only expect to be a man. Don't ever tell your goals, just go and get them, nigga. Many niggas didn't plan, and many niggas didn't fail. Too many niggas didn't ran, so many my niggas in jail. So stand as the soul, soul of sacrifice of us. And niggas stand united, the power of life is impossible to see. You wanted honesty for me, but there you go. It seems to be something missing, it's simple, love, listen.
I wanna have the desire to ability says otherwise. I want to be free of the guise of false perception, deception, and misleading anyone into believing that I am anything more than just a mere slave of the Most High. And this is why I want to have the principles of a sage with the humility of a sinner.
Look, world, the issues lie within the hearts of men. Life isn't near the same. We're pursuing your shit. It's better to fear than keep that look on your face. Sincerely, yes, prepared a couple of statements. Wonder what Desi would think about nation. She's ran up it. I'm making from here in this place. I'm speaking of changing. It's better to question pain than being a joke. We was raised to be this crazy generation. She chasing imagination. Places I used to take my soul to get away. No longer do they exist. In search of a better way to raise my kids. Still smell the stench of burning flesh. God bless America. Years of being neglected catches up now. Who's the terrorist? Fuck Barack Obama. Mama said I was the president. So I don't have no problem telling you about what I represent. My quest to live is heavy. War ready, decisions, martial answers are born. We all here for the war. We all live to be old. In some sense, it's unreal. We all live by codes. See, some kill and some live. I only hope to be yours.
Illuminating the way of the lost, awakening the zeal of the weary, transcending the limitations of boundaries. I want to be a roadmap for success, the best of the best. I want to conquest my fears and reinvent them into triumphs. I want to showcase my tears and exhibit them as giant drops of inspiration. I want to bathe in them, bask in the fact that they've washed me clean. And now I'm gleaming, beaming like spotlights,
blinding like UV rays. I want to be a beacon of guidance for the wayward soul. I want to be an infinite prototype for the lives to come. How to be a faithful husband, devout father, and loving son. I want to be my brother's keeper and my sister's protector. I want to project the voice of reason over the unreasonable whispers of complacency. I want to smash false stereotypes and rebuild them with structures of nobility. I want to rewrite our legacy, revise our history, and pen our future with destiny's ink with calligraphy that holds a shade of a golden hue. I want to imbue the truth in our veins until it runneth over like rich cups of honey, cascading over our progeny like the falls of the Niagara, until its sweetness quenches our thirst, until its liquid covers us like amniotic fluid and rebirths us into a world anew. There's no blood on the roots of the trees, and their fruits are strange with their similarities to the nectars of the heavens, and there are no ropes hanging from their branches. There are no us hanging from their ropes. We are kings there. And our sisters are queens there. But I'm still here. And right now, above anything else, I just want to be righteous.
I know you caught that. That was Poetic Black, and I hope to have him on the show one day. But that brother, like myself, has a day job, a night job, jobbity job, and is hard at work. So I'm sure I will be able to catch up with him soon. But yeah, Poetic Black was one of the finalists in the Put Your Money Where Your Mic Is event in 2018 would have been last year when I went, and the winner being Kim B. Miller at that time. So I did get a chance to meet with him, and great guy, you know, awesome poet. I'm struggling with 100-degree fever at the moment, and I'm trying to focus. So I'm getting it together. Thank you for your patience as I endure.
Cricket Lester coming around the south, rolling straight hammers and bows in that old southern slouch. Please, ain't nothing but incense in my atmosphere. I'm bending corners in my lag bar, cause that's how we been rolling here. Yeah, the slang is in effect because it's Georgia kicking the Yankees, and I need to pack in your reach because it's supposed to cut. Cat bits and grits on my flow. Close, rolling steady in that caddy, but the 50 bottles got to go. See, Deuce and Jen used to be my friend from the beginning. Now I'm just a player sipping slouch every now and then. To catch a buzz like a bumblebee. Try to fuck when he gets sprayed like Ray, cause it ain't nothing.
See, my heat is in the trunk along with that quad knock. No, my heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. Jumping, you'll get too sprayed. Too rage, you'll block the one and only outcast. Many a nigga falling fast, and I continue blasting. Quickly, they ain't gon' get me, got something for them. The devil up in your grill, and you still don't even know them. Show them who's the okay, like collard greens and hoe cakes. I got soul, that's something that you ain't got. That's why your style is rotten. Stop in the land of ATL, where nothing but pimps will be equipped, quick to make a sale. Well, swollen, got my pockets, business booming like rockets. Folks try to stop it, but they know that it's bad. Like dusty roads, then I yell, ho, when I come up off they think like a southern hustler pose. The dude was in the house like a joint is lit for my kinfolks and all the niggas that was down since we've been from, taking them deeper than a submarine. So scream when you hear the team of two, my crew be thinking two fat hoes, dissing off in a room. I'm packing my
P-U-M-P. You gonna do what that guy, heat the barrel till it's empty. Get me, see, I ain't friendly, gets an end where I fit. Organizes on the track with the southern playalistic shit. So copy my saying and bite my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause sleeping you get served with some southern hospitality.
Hot out and air is barely moving. Somewhere in the distance, I hear Summer Madness grooving. I run frozen berries across my lips and move to the source of this twist in my hips. I know I keep trying to take little sips, but I'm moving mountains. I need those fountains. That is a piece I wrote called Summer Madness. Not to hog the mic, we are going to go to the callers. Hey, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Hi, Joe.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Phil? What's up?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We were actually going to have a special treat for you guys, but I'm looking forward to having it on the show. Three-way collab with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, Anthony Arnold, and King's Cadence. Not sure if we're going to wait until he's featured or we're going to do this just at a later date, but it was a beautiful piece you guys did, and I'm sorry we're not going to get to hear it today. But it was a dope piece.
Oh, yeah, you know, it was a pleasure, you know, putting that together with those fellas, man. I mean, you know, a couple of the best out there, so, you know, it was definitely, you know, it was an honor to work with them cats, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I am going to shut up, sir. The mic is yours.
Okay, Faded Jeans. What happened to the guy gene? You know, that gene that made men want to build gene? It didn't matter the age, from the crib to the grave gene, men built things. There were some that were all thumbs, but they tried anyway. Gene was a given. Almost stereotypical living. Men built and taught a child how to ride a bicycle, gene. There's a few who still do, but I mean, let's face it. They're trying to erase us, but who you going to blame it on, gene, has almost been washed from our fabric. Dag nabbit, gosh darn it. What kind of disarming is this? It's disheartening, isn't it? Got the will to bring joy to a child's eye. Got that feeling of satisfaction and pride. A few missing parts, but hey. Now it's all set aside for some stranger to provide means. That heartwarming thrill, those knuckle-busting squeals. I mean, the pollution of evolution has run amok. Electronic transmissions have taken over. What the fuck? No more looking up to broad shoulders. The information that's passed on seems colder. There's no turning back now. We progressed ourselves into extinction, text our way into deletion of communication. What's left of human gratification? Turn on and tune out. Hands on is left to a touchscreen meme. Give me a wrench and a stench of sweat. Thank goodness there are a few of us left. Then maybe, just maybe, we'll escape this gaslight shading, and that dormant guy gene will flip the switch on a test tube grating. Increments on an unbalanced scale. Where is this hell? We got played so well. Faded genes? I can't tell. My peace.
Hey, finger snaps on that. Wow. That was a fantastic piece.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Joe. I do appreciate you. I'm going to put you on the couch with my sincere thanks. Please enjoy the show.
Absolutely.
Everybody, Joe the Verbal Wine Dancer. Wow. And he opens the mic with that very on-point piece. I think that's speaking to the men. It's time y'all reached out to the boys. And some of those boys are men. You never know. Let's see who this next caller is. Hi. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Ain't it, Shelby? Yeah, brother O on the line. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I see that you're on the mend. You're on the mend. I was reading your post that you're getting back to normal life, yes?
Right.
Well, I am
right.
Glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Did you bring a piece for me?
What did you say?
Did you bring a piece?
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
The mic is yours, poet.
The title of this poem for tonight is I Desire That Real Type of Love. I desire that real type of love where I can hold you tight in my arms while we cuddle, hug and kiss on the couch for hours. I desire that real type of love where I don't mind going into the kitchen and cook your favorite meal and serve it to you as your personal waiter on the table and put it on the table decorated with candlelights. I desire that real type of love where we can enjoy watching our favorite movies and television shows on demand along with snacks as we enjoy quiet evenings at home. I desire that real type of love where we can go on a cruise, go for a walk, on the beach, on a road trip, at the park, take a walk, downtown, go near a body of water. I desire that real type of love where we can spend quality time as a couple, at a concert, at a restaurant, at a festival, at a movie, at a poetry event, with our families, and at both and at our favorite places. I desire that real type of love where we can inbox a call or text each other several times a day. I desire that real type of love where we can talk for hours at a time until we fall asleep. I desire that real type of love where we can laugh or cry without shame and express our feelings for each other out in the open. I desire that real type of love where we can share our dreams, goals, visions, and aspirations, put together a plan of action. I desire that real type of love where we can discuss our secrets, shortcomings, insecurities, weaknesses, and fears with clarity and transparency. I desire that real type of love where we can have the space to be honest and upfront with each other. I desire that real type of love where I refuse to be the other brother on the side, a brother with added benefits, or just placing a friend zone on purpose. I desire that real type of love where I have zero tolerance for lying, being played, tricked, used, taken advantage of, and abused. I desire that real type of love where we as a couple stand together in times of tragedy, challenges, adversity, and sickness. I desire that real type of love where we as a couple can stand together through rumors, shade throwing, false accusations, hater raid, and vicious attacks on our characters. I desire that real type of love where we as a couple can pray together and share scriptures along with practicing meditation. And I desire that real type of love where we as a couple give 100% of each other. Build a healthy relationship based upon mutual trust. That's at peace.
You are truly speaking your heart. You are truly speaking your heart.
Oh, thank you, Sylvia.
Manifesting some things, sir.
Every time I write one of those types of poems, something usually happens.
Then I hope it happens for you. You know, well, I mean, it gets to the point. You truly are speaking your heart and you're bringing it into vision. I truly hope that you're able to manifest what you're looking for and continued success on your health. I love a success story. Love a success story.
Me too, Sylvia. Me too. Me too.
I'm going to put you on the couch and you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you for having me this evening.
No worries. Everybody, that's Brother O. Check him out on his wall. Okay. And let's see here. Hi. Thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. Who do I have on the line?
Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Hello, Automatic Charismatic. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It should be a play lot.
You have a little bit of... What? I'm on speakerphone?
Hold on. Let me take your speaker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound muffled.
Oh,
you sound muffled.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
You sound muffled, but yes, I can hear you.
Oh, my God. I got the phone. I'm not even using the earpiece.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a piece for us?
Sure.
Go ahead. The mic is yours.
I brought my mind, so. All right. I'm going to call this poem, In My Mind, King of Code. Ready? All right. And I said, King of Codes, am I that, King of Codes. Keep the real celebrating, every day I'm evaluating, giving you these words, more to love deserve. Every day you learning, never ever postponing, keep the real in tune, maybe I'll see you soon. You will learn something, back away from nothing. Say this real, love the deal you got in my office. You're going to be prosperous and in the day, every day. We going to make the way that you're going to be your best. Take success, yes, everything that you got to address. Never ever suffer less. Am I that, King of Codes, am I that, King of Codes, yes, indeed, yes, every day I deliver, more words exciting, keep it real, everything I put in writing, never ever be afraid, words just be displayed, keep it real, going in, right up in your mind. Never ever be blind. You be like one of a kind. You're going to get score A. Keep it real. What I say, know what it is. When we got status, keep it real, that is. Every day we got to practice. We got to be our best. Everything much love to invest. No, it's no contest because you are at your best. When you know the King of Codes, you know that my formula will take you right to a higher level. You'll be so special. I've been doing this 4 years, and you know that I'm about to make this a career. Yes, teaching one way and another way. Every day for the words I say, yes. Am I that, King of Codes? Yes. Yes, believe in yourself. Put the hate on that shelf. You've been trying, no more denying, no more that question with your mind like a little weapon. Every day you keep real, much work you investing in yourself. You're about to be at your best. Never sell for less. Never be at that stress. No more being depressed. You at your best. Every day you gonna get A on your test. Why, oh, why? Where to comply? I guess it's just that teacher. One hell of a guy. They know me by Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Keep it real, that's static. Yes, profound. Every day loving the sound. Am I that? King of Codes. Am I that? King of Codes. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical lantern, 10 years in, I'm all in, now 14, 1975 was a special year, yes indeed, Viper and Drive.
Thank you for that piece. I am sorry that I could not hear you more clearly.
Oh, wow.
It took me a while to understand what you were saying. And then when I got that, am I that? Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Am I that? Yes, okay. Gotcha. You really have a way of making call and response pieces that are repetitive and message filled. And I'll say it again. I think that you are onto something with the call and response pieces. The ancestors are talking through you, because your style of poetry is old school griot style of poetry. You literally do call and response with a repetitive line and then more information and a repetitive line. I've heard it with dancers and drummers. I've heard that style with dancers and drummers where they get the rhythm and they start how the flow is going to go, and then the next griot takes the repeating line and they pick that up, and then they add their own piece to it, and then they pass it by having the next person say the repeating line. It's a call and response, and it's amazing that so many of your pieces follow that type of pattern.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that you come to the mic with this representation from the ancestors. I do hope that you will get with some drummers and record one of those. I think that with an actual call and response and people working with you on it, it could be quite an interesting piece.
Oh, thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you. Thank
you. I know I got a lot of love for you. You got a lot of love.
Thank you. I know. Everyone, Automatic Charismatic, has been following my career since I came on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so grateful for the support. I am going to put you on the couch and drink my water. Burning up over here. But I did very much enjoy your piece. You know, yes, you know how it is. California is going to do its late summer thing, and that's how we do. But I do appreciate you. You enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
Maybe. Everybody, there's Automatic Charismatic. When he's not doing car metaphors or viper snake metaphors, he truly has the gift of the griot and how he does the call and response. Interesting technique that I would love to see done in the round with about 5 poets passing the mic, because it's a very old style of poetry. Oh, we have gotten 37 minutes into the show. I have taken my temperature again, and it is not 100. It is just between 99 and 100. Oh, God. But here we are. Here we are. There are a lot of things. If you are of a mind, please pray for our brothers and sisters in the Bahamas, in the Carolinas, those affected by Hurricane Dorian. There has been a negative response to what is happening in the Bahamas. Thousands of people missing, presumed dead, washed out to sea, or they got off to other islands and they just have no way to check in because there is nothing left of the islands but wreckage. Our government has determined that they may not come here and is giving reason for that, suggesting that there are gangs and criminals trying to escape a hurricane, not actual, you know, people. I would like you to take the time and find out who the real resource is in and give what you can to help those people. I'm going to put up a donate page when I know for sure that we are working with a legitimate source out there. And so stay tuned. I will have that up. I would like to congratulate a former feature, Hood Raised, also known as Ollie Woods. He started out being chosen for an open mic in front of school students, children. And from there, returned back and forth and began to teach and got a part-time job doing so. And now has a full-time job working for the Chicago Public Schools teaching. The brother started with a seed and now is on a path that he did not see coming by his own admission. So we would like to congratulate him. Continued success on your journey, brother. And while we're congratulating people, also former feature One Single Rose was voted Poet of the Year, National Poetry Awards. Rosemary Wilson, Rose Marie Wilson. We would like to congratulate One Single Rose, both for being such a strong supporter. She's in my inbox letting me know what's up and what is she doing and encouraging me. And she won Best Female Poet in the National Poetry Awards. I was so proud of her. The National Spoken Word Awards, my apologies. And we just continue to lift her. I would also like to take this time to say thank you to those people that are sending us their news that we can promote them and encourage ourselves to continue doing this thing. I am going to take a quick music break because I desperately need to get some more water. Here you go.
2 minutes more. In 2 minutes I can stop a nosebleed. In 2 minutes I can tell you of my life's history. In the first 2 minutes of conversation, I can make a woman fall in love with me. And because of premature ejaculation, you see, in 2 minutes I came and she's in the kitchen making me a ham sandwich with American cheese. In 2 minutes I can recite the alphabet frontwards and backwards starting at G. HIJKLMNOPQIZUVWXYZZYXWBUTSRQPONMLKJIHNG, you see? Give a dying man 2 minutes to tell his family, don't cry for me. Give a dying man 2 minutes to relive his life's history. Give a gambler 2 minutes to change his luck, to change his bet from 7 black to let it ride on 11 red. Give a murderer 2 minutes and someone may be alive and not dead. If Trayvon Martin had 2 minutes more, he'd be alive today eating Skittles and enjoying another day to run and to play. Trayvon didn't get 2 minutes more, and now, rest in peace, he's dead. Give Mike Tyson 2 minutes and he wouldn't have that big-ass tattoo on the side of his head. Give me 2 minutes to say I'm sorry. Give me 2 minutes to say I miss you. Give me 2 minutes to say I love you. Give me 2 minutes to believe. Give me 2 minutes to achieve. Give me 2 minutes to perform the NFL football 2 minute drill. Give me 2 minutes to swallow this suicide pill. My time is up. So whatever I didn't get to say or do, I will say or do nevermore. Unless my God gives me 2 minutes, 2 minutes more. But not even 2 minutes are guaranteed. It's all God's call. 2 minutes. Please, Lord, give me 2 minutes more. Now, because my God gave me 2 minutes more to think my life over, to laugh, to cry, because of those 2 minutes more, I'm alive.
It was the F word today, y'all. I seek to forgive even when I can't forget. Forgive myself when I'm still pissed and ain't there yet. At the onset of being upset, when I have to press reset, rewind to get myself aligned and open up my mind wide, going inside within. Sometimes we got the dick so deep, my friend, and transcend resistance, all of them urges to pretend. Swimming waters of forgiveness can tie the loose ends and add a teaspoon of sweetness to the bitter end. Besides, who needs it? Red, we all bleed it. Human to human, forgiveness the ingredient. I choose to stop feeling anger, letting go of blame. I have mercy on others and give myself the same. I am forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. Most of us have heard that when we forgive, we're really doing it for us, for ourselves.
And it's not about the other person, and it makes it seem like it's going to be easier because we're focused on ourselves, but when you think about the disappointment, the betrayal, the hurt, if the hurt is fresh or if they're deep wounds, forgiveness might take a little work,
right?
But forgiveness is important, and it's not about reconciliation or having lunch with the other person. It doesn't mean this person shouldn't be held accountable. No, forgiving is all about you. So you don't need the other person. They may have already crossed over, or if they're alive, they may not be in the same physical space as you. But they don't have to be. You can forgive. It all starts with the choice. So keep it 100. Be honest with yourself. Are you ready and do you want to forgive? Okay. So if you are, let's get to work because I've got some forgiveness exercises. The exercises, they help you slowly empty out the baggage so you can travel lighter. One, listening. Make a list of all the people living in your mind and on your heart whom you say have, who you might have resentment toward or might be a little upset with or offended by. Ask yourself, if you saw this person, could you give them a sincere smile? One of my mentors called this taking inventory. Two, the second exercise is cleansing. Sit still and breathe for a few minutes and think about what you would want to say to the person you need to forgive. Then write a cleansing letter like your life depended on it. Just pour it out. You can tear it up or burn it after you're done. If you want to give it to someone, let it sit a day or two. Then go back and extract the unnecessary emotion or have a friend read it for you. Often, though, just getting it out is enough. Now, three, releasing. It's about physical release. Do something physical. Dance to drums. Go to boxing class. Power walk or run.
Woo.
Do the stairs.
Yes.
And do affirmations while you're doing them. I release you. I forgive you. I let go of the anger.
Yeah.
And remember the forgiveness exercises. One, listening. Two, cleansing. Three, releasing. Exercise your forgiveness. Forgiving myself, shoot, that is something else. On some complete other, some think it doesn't matter when it does. It can stop all the mental chatter when thoughts are getting scattered, when the heart is feeling tattered and torn, and we feel like damaged goods, emotionally worn out, no doubt. Sometimes we are devout to the pain, attached like glue to the shame, sitting in the fire of the past, fanning on the flame. Many situations that are harder than the others. Hurt lovers, wounded mothers, plenty guilty brothers, and friends who have failed, who passed go and put themselves in jail mentally. We all deserve to be free. I am forgiveness. Yep. That's one F word we need to be using all the time.
Gave him her life and all of her heart.
and she surrendered. Love, devotion, and surrender.
I just love poets. What you got was a dose of some of the poets, some that have already been on the show, some upcoming. That last was Bill Peters, featured on the show previously. Toni Blackman with the F word. I love her. Love her. Love her. And before that, we had William Washington with 2 minutes more. I'm going to go to the next caller. I've had some water. I've had some Dayquil. We're going to put it in there. Hi, thank you for calling Poetry in the Raw. This is Sylvia. Who do I have on the mic?
Hello, Sylvia. This is Anthony Arnold.
Hi, Anthony Arnold. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I was mentioning you and Joe and King's Cadence, Randy, a little earlier. I was so looking forward to hearing that piece, but I'm looking forward to hearing the three of you do it together and a date soon.
Well, we're all still here. We'll do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. When the time is right for him, we are for sure having his feature on October 7th. We've moved it out to that date just to make sure that everything that needs to be taken care of is handled by then. But if he's up to it, I wouldn't mind having you guys do the piece on the show sometime between now and then.
Just let me know when.
Absolutely. And speaking of great features, thank you for the amazing time I had with you on the show. You really, it shows that you are not comfortable talking about yourself. And once people start talking about you, it's funny. You and I want to say Joe is the same way in that there are others that I know going in. Obi West is another one. For somebody that is, you guys are such amazing poets. And then when it's time to say, so, you know, let's talk about, you're like, I'm nothing. No one wants to hear any of this. And so it takes the questioning and the callers to really get it out of you. And you were so responsive. And so I'm so grateful that, we were able to have such a fun time with your show.
I'm glad it went over well. I had a blast.
Right on. Do you have a piece for us?
Yes, I do.
The mic is yours.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, this piece is called the New Orleans Massacre. And it has to do with the right to vote, or lack thereof in this case.
Okay, okay. The mic is yours, poet.
'68. Blacks hunted like animals. The Klan, the Knights of the White Camellia. All because they exercised a basic right, the right to vote. The Democrats warned if Republicans continued to win, there would be dire consequences. Black men, women, children killed with impunity. Some white men were members of the White Camellia, in a parish of only 13,000 people. On the first night, 29 blacks were arrested, 27 summarily executed. For 2 weeks, blacks were killed in their homes, public. When it was all said and done, 250 were murdered, the majority of them black. The riot served its purpose. Not one Republican was elected. Not one black voted. They were silenced. Today, things have changed. Republicans are the Democrats of old. The Democrats are the Republicans. The more things change, the more they stay the same. In peace.
That is, you truly are the poetic historian, aren't you?
I guess. I guess you could say that.
Would you say heck yes? Yes, you are. And that piece just goes to, maybe that's a moniker I'm hanging around your head now, because you truly are that. You are the poetic historian, and the way that you convey this information with such poignancy and detail is important. It's important. I love that. I have the griot coming through on my mic and showing us the way to keep our history alive, to learn from it, and to convey it in a way that people will listen to. I just thank you for being so, having so much of your work posted to Facebook like you do.
Well, I appreciate it. I guess it's kind of a thing that I do, because, like I said, like we discussed in the feature, there are people that have no idea, and even some of us that talk about it have no idea, because half of the time we stumble upon it looking for other stuff.
You speak to the fact that those of us who speak to these things, we speak to what we know, and you force those of us who stand on the fact that we talk about what we know to expand what we know. It is good to talk about what you know. Don't talk about what you don't know and spread false information or just flat out misconstrued, out of context information. You really put our feet to the fire to know what we're talking about or learn more. Don't just stand on what you know right now. Learn more. And you have me Googling and Wikipedia and
Google and is a poet's best friend.
It truly is. Whereas Wikipedia most certainly lends itself to what people put there, and not all of it is accurate, but enough of it will send you looking for more answers. And I thank you for sending me to my resources with your every piece. I appreciate it.
Well, if I can, like I told you then, my job is to put the information in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to research and find out, well, what exactly is he talking about? So if you want to find out more, then you go and look for yourself.
Mm-hmm. True story. True story. I'm going to put you on the couch. Thank you again.
Fuck you. You're quite welcome, my dear. Quite welcome anytime.
Thanks. You enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, ma'am.
See y'all, so here's what happens. I have on headphones and I'm sweating profusely because I have, yeah, it's warm and I have a fever. This is just funny to me at this point. I'm fine though. I've got water. I feel fine. That was Anthony Arnold, and he was an amazing feature. And as you can see right there, that brother has so much history to him. He is a veteran with the Air Force, a retired veteran. And he is doing life, just doing life like the rest of us, but just powerful with that pen. I am going to go to another piece. We don't have a lot of callers tonight. I want to say, on the one hand, I understand because Monday night football is a thing. Whatever. I don't do football. But I do shout out my brother, Dietrich Blaylock, who, hey, bruh, he is there watching his Raiders because do or die, he is going to support his team. I cannot. I, on the other hand, was a 49er fan. Also, die hard about my team, but when I gave up going to or watching football, I just don't do it. So I shout him out for sticking with his team and doing his thing, and completely understand that there are a lot of people that are doing the football thing tonight. You'll be back. You'll get tired of the announcers and you'll play your spoken word with Poetry in the Raw while you mute the television. I am going to go into a piece. The name of the piece is Atrocity in the First Degree. Cast into the deep as though valueless, the sick, the old, and unwanted, chained together and cast away. Some would argue they were the lucky, those whose souls floated on up. It was they who were the first. I wonder if their heaven ever knew what stars and bars were up to. An international shame barely spoken of, joined by those who saw no light ahead. What really drowned in those waters of Middle Passage was history and dignity and a love of people outsiders could not see, aided and abetted in depleting the motherland. None are innocent, for so many had a hand, thrown to their deaths because even the greedy are poor planners with their loot. Take more than you can feed, kill the access, keep the seeds. Onto higher ground go the ancestors who drowned, left to mourn them, terrorized seedlings, to a land built to consume them. How will we know who they were, for no record was kept of those stolen and discarded souls whose feet never touched this soil? We weep for those we will never know, and the evil that men can do. And that is that piece. Goodness gracious. I am going to take the callers that I have on the line one more time. And with your good graces, I'm going to call it a wrap and get myself some rest, because I can see this is about to take a turn. So I am going to go back to Joe and then Anthony, and we are going to close it out. Joe, the verbal mind dancer.
Yes, ma'am.
You were also in the Navy, were you not?
Yes, I was.
When you speak about it, about the traveling, Would you say that it is important? Well, because you were able to travel when you were in the Navy, did it quench your desire to see the world, or just ignite in you the need to want to see more of the world?
More of the latter. Ignited me to want to see more.
And I think of that because while not everybody is built to go into the military, more power to you for doing it. But that does not mean that we shouldn't be encouraging ourselves and others to see more of the world. Just so much that you've said about places like Italy and the different places you got to see. It just makes me wonder that we don't try to see more of this world. You know?
Well, I mean, that's like, you know, anybody who's ever traveled to another city or anything, it's almost the same thing.
Hello? Uh-oh. Joe?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now. You went completely out for a minute.
I mean, it's, you know, you really, you can't appreciate what you have until you see somebody else's, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're judging, but you have a respect for sometimes, you know, even certain states in here in the U.S., you know, certain places you feel more comfortable there than others. And
mm-hmm.
you don't get that understanding about it till you go to those places. You know, when somebody calls home, it's like, you know, hell to you, but you know, they love it just as much as you love yours.
Mm-hmm.
But you never get to appreciate yours until you see theirs. You know what I'm saying? Certain freedoms that we take for granted, they have over there. They don't have over there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like that, yeah. So.
Some that they do and don't have over there, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting an inbox saying I can relate to that. I've broken out of my isolation and am discovering the Bay Area from one of our listeners.
Awesome.
There are people that are you know, taking up the charge that there's a world out there, and sometimes it's right outside your door. Start in your town and work your way out. But in the case of, you know, flying, and you've been Busboys and Poets?
Yeah.
Not that far away, but still, you know, quite a step. So, and that's branching out to a degree, but you've also seen Italy. Right on. Right on.
Yeah.
So, Poet, you have a piece for us?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I'm going to go into a little political thing.
We're not going to say that fucker's name, are we?
I hope not. I don't believe so. If I see anything in there like that, I will correct it. But no.
I trust you. No, can't wait. I'll get the laugh out. I'm sorry.
Hey, no problemo. No problemo.
Okay. Mike is yours.
Mr. Speaker, do you think I'm weak or just unintelligent to your ways? You're about to pass a law so we can blaze. I hope you don't think we'll become lazy from the haze like some day-glow hippie would back in the day. I hope you don't think we won't think and ignore you. Truth be told, we'll dig deep and explore you. We'll get into a soap fly. With that high you provide, it'll be easier to expose you. You better forget what those scientific studies have told you. Those seedy cliches you're beholden to, it will always be those few. And you will most likely choose to prove your view. You'll set them up nicely just as a camera crew rolls through, and all in any negativity just in time for the news. But
That's exactly what y'all do. Spin doctors, mind shockers, sitting behind those closed lockers, doing exactly what you disapprove of. So why do you mark us as less than and steadily mark us as if you can? Smooth talkers, all of you. Saintly, none of you. Pass a law for the majority and stop voting for your sorority. Reach out to the people for once, because without them, you have no authority. The government is just one big extortion racket, cutting into your wages just like a hatchet, paying for protection under the guise of police, knowing that they're the main ones who fleece, while the money hoarders stay in bed with the palms that they've greased, writing laws less potent than believed so they can get their quotient from the pounds they seized. They call them taxes, I believe. I'll call it the greedy disease. They get a cut of every nut and still claim this land. This is the land of the free. Shit. They even tax the tax on every cent you get back. They take it for sponsoring wars in neighborhoods deemed black, far away from the pain suffered here on our shore. They're so far gone with this make it like before, they're forgetting they are fucking with their own, to be sure. Have they forgotten their terms are not limitless? One pull of the lever could render them penniless, put an end to this political run of nonsense, this all about fun and other expense. It's a money-grubbing mess. IRS, extortion revenue says it best. It's political climate, that's how I'll chime in. When the weather changes, out come the blind men. It's a shame is what it is when those others give you the biz. How dare you hold your arm next to mine and compare what the sunshine has darkened with time? You can never know the pain of my grind or my struggle while you snuggle in the comfort of those white pillars. I snuggle with the vermin and rows of killers. This is the real thriller. No makeup to shake up the masses. You fake up the numbers and distribute nothing to the classes. You decide what's unnecessary and blast us with your imported. Your view of the good life is totally distorted. Do you honestly think you can classify us? A tainted visionary, what you think will pacify us? To believe in that bullshit you trusted us. Thank God we trust. Not your lust to be like us. We're not free like us, like we used to be. You dragged us across open seas, hung us from trees. You dare put your arm next to me and say, see? I'm almost as dark as you. I say you're a fucking fool. You're getting along with me as a fucking ruse. Don't y'all fucking snooze. Behind the office chambers, you still making rules to keep me down. You don't want to be brown and damn sure not black. You ain't ready to sit in the back. You covet those ivory towers of power. There is where you cower as you watch the effects of your flawed laws, while your greedy paws take away everything that don't belong to y'all. The government is flawed. We hold these truths to be self-evident when the evidence is quite clearly in non-residence. And the presidents before and after will set no precedent. It's the same old good old boy attitudes. They give no latitude to the multitudes of disenfranchised people. Even the highest church steeple won't help the people. They're as political as the rest of them. We invest in by the vote. Payback is some legal smoke. That same shit they've been sending by the boat, along with loads of ammunition, in case the people go fishing for the truth. But that's a fool's play, because the truth they printed every day. They got more wordplay than the cipher of the day. The only play is revolution, but their solution is for naught, because some greedy motherfucker going to want to be on top. Freedom dropped. Political fuckery never going to stop. Y'all doing it up big with Glocks and SIGs and standing tall on the pavement and steel is his. You running your biz with high-dollar figs and still can't get around to what's his is his. You can curfew your ass, marshal all the land. Only thing you've done is play his hand. You're his chump, his ace in the hole. You better bet the spade like his woman's cock hole. manipulated by strings, and you haven't done a thing, just following the program like good little lamb. Self-destructive behavior, focus on your brother man. The other man is fearless because his peers just rewrite the rules, giving you all the tools and make you think you rule, clearing out the ones who look just like you. Kingpin mentality, good life just a fallacy. Never once did you think there's a hint of abnormality. Incarceration, interrogations, you take out the competition, never making a dent on the other's way of living. But your own stay hidden off the street, we're bloodied. Your view is askew and quite frankly moneyed. Neighborhood king, political pawn, every move you made is planned from some white picket fence lawn. I yawned at the braggers whose swagger was death made. Set up to the plate, young brothers, and you're being played. It's hard to hold a flag up high on ground that was taken. Refugees from another land that wouldn't hold their own land sacred. They traveled to Mother Africa and raped it. Came to what's known now as America and gaped it. Ran the peoples out who staked it, but gunpowder and forked tongues with treaties had faked it. They fought oppression to create oppression. They only create possessions and steal with aggression. Don't trust the stars. They look like little Klansmen with their arms stretched out and pointy hoods itching for a hanging. White stripes over a bed of red. Only we get the blues. Corrupt governments are continually in the news. I've been doing some deciphering. This world is real frightening. Going to fuck over men, man. Not that phrase was enlightening. That's what government means. They have your life on lien. You will never be paid up. Every law has been made up. When they're digging your grave up, they wouldn't have gave up. We still have no slave cuts in America. It's fucked up. My peace.
Okay. Finger snaps. It's hard to unmute your phone when you're trying to finger snap and praise dance. That piece there spoke volumes, poet. Spoke volumes.
Jeez.
You are quite the damn storyteller, Joe.
Appreciate you having
me. Appreciate you coming on. Appreciate you coming on, Joe. When did you write that?
I wrote this a while back. Let me get the date straight. I think it was March 16, 2018.
Mm. And you made sure not to mention the orange, dude. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard to do. I mean, you know, he definitely can go without mentioning for sure.
Right. Like,
shit,
yeah,
ain't changed now. Whether it's him or anybody else, shit's still the fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
Same shit. Same shit. While I have you on here, and before I go to our next caller, there is something I would like to play, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I dismissed you for some superficial who's who? Hope you don't mind if I join you in a little parlay of words. There seemed to be some confusion on my part, probably during the discussion of art. This is where the saxophone starts to play a little John Coltrane. So here I am at this equinox, understanding while my lady sleeps. There's nothing others have that I have not. Validation means no validity to me. I've written in 88 keys. I spit live to a total stranger today, 'cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. Have I kissed some upside down heart lips? Heartless to my own beat. Don't ask me to repeat that line. I'm coming to terms with being one of a kind. The sound alike's no sound bites, but it don't sound right coming from me. so I'm scatting like Ella in an upright bass frame of mind, whisking the snare drum in syncopated time. I was on that stage, at that stage, a certain style was all the rage. I played from sheet music I couldn't use. My style was a ruse. It wasn't spiritual. My style, it's been a while since I've embraced my style. No longer will I do cover songs. I'll take those natural reactions from the main attractions. Giving fractions of oneself never helps the sound. If I may be profound for a minute, I love the hurt and I'm not about to thin it. I'm about to spin it again. Style, where have you been? As I scroll up and down the scale and piano solo, my style begins to show. My cadence slows. My voice gets low. Early morning baritone. Early morning testosterone and the balance of the equinox shows. I spit live to a total stranger today. Cause I fucking felt that way. Play, jazz man, play.
Alrighty then.
So, I'm working on this project, and I found the 8 or 10 versions that I have of this song recorded, and I put them all in one folder. And I have to say, that's my favorite. Especially how you like get that little at the end. Man, I sat up in my chair a little straighter. What?
Hey, all right now. Well, definitely appreciate that little surprise. Thank you, Sylvia.
Hey, everyone who does not know that that is like my favorite piece ever, you're going to find out soon enough. That's all I can say to that. If you have ever dreamed of going back in time and working with Miles Davis and being allowed to make the video for Blue and Green or paint a watercolor while they played it, I'm having that experience right now. If I can, I can't put it in any other words, that the song Equinox is one of my favorite songs, John Coltrane. The piece by Joe DeVerbal Mind Dancer, if I had never met him ever, Equinox by Joe DeVerbal Mind Dancer would still be second to Maya Angelou, one of my favorite poetry pieces. To hear it spoken by someone whose voice is multi-octave, I don't know how to put it. It's harmonic by itself. It's not just one straight note. It's kind of the combination of two. Listen to it again if you get a chance. You'll see what I mean. It is quite a thrill. And to hear that voice in both headphones, very loud, and have 10 at least versions of this song, this piece recorded to maneuver with is humbling, daunting, because I don't want to get it wrong, but humbling because I have somebody's baby in my care, and here's to hoping I don't fuck it up. So thank you.
Well, I feel it's in good hands. So, you know, absolutely, you know, explore, do your thing.
I am using this piece to do something profound, and I appreciate you for letting me use Equinox to do this.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm going to put you on the couch. We're going to pull up Mr. Anthony Arnold, and then we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, Joe.
Welcome.
Everybody, the Verbal Mind Dancer. And again, we have Mr. Anthony Arnold. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Me and my fever made it to the end of the show. I'm going to go get some hot toddy and go to sleep.
That sounds like a very good idea. Hell, I might do that and I'm not even sick.
Look, you know, that's sympathy healing. That's what that is. That's sympathy healing for everyone listening. You get 2 whole lemons. You juice them. You put the juiced out half that in the pot with the juice, you put in water up to the top of the half of lemon. I know that how that sounds, but trust me, that's how I learned. Up to there, you get Jack Daniel's honey, Tennessee honey. Love it. I would say 2 shots. Pour it in, boil it with a lid. It will start turning kind of brownish. That's when you add some honey, let it boil a little more, add some water, let it boil a little more, pour it hot into a glass, top it off with the Tennessee honey, and drink it, reheat it as it cools. It will clear. It's why I don't have stuff building up in my chest. The chicken soup and this toddy mixture that I make. Oh, and ginger. Whoops. Skip my mind. Break off a piece of ginger root the size of your thumb. Peel it, shred it into the pot. When it's done, it is very tasty as a hot beverage. The Tennessee honey Jack Daniel's caps it right off, and it really does clear things up. Plus, it's a great drink. You were saying, Anthony?
I got to go in the kitchen and see what I got.
Joe, you got to try it. Joe has had it. Hold on. Let me pull Joe back on. Hold on a sec. Joe?
Yes.
I did make this for you, didn't I?
What's that?
The lemon, ginger, Jack Daniel's, hot toddies.
Nope.
Aw. Okay.
Nope. I heard about it. Okay.
He's heard rumors, but hasn't got to try it. Okay. Just checking.
The next time he comes visit, put it on the top of the list.
I do. I will. You know, I will. Well, I will say that it's very warming to the chest. It breaks up what's in your chest, but at the same time, damn tasty. Actually, I think he's mistaken. His first visit, he did have it. We'll come back to that. So, treat yourself when you get a chance. You are up on the mic, sir.
Okay. This piece was a prompt from one of the 18,000 rooms I'm in. It was a prompt that said, if you became president of these United States, what speech would you write? So, you know me. I got into it. So this is what I'm finna read. It's called We Got Work to Do.
The mic is yours, Mr. President.
First of all, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank my constituents for this. I will do my best not to let you down. I know you put your faith in me. That being said, we have work to do. It doesn't matter who you are, the color of your skin. If we are to survive, we all have to get it in. No race is better than another. No one is better because of their color. If this is the way you feel free to leave. We have work to do. If you are a cop indiscriminately killing, you will feel the full weight of the law, that same law you are supposed to uphold. No more I was in fear of my life. Get another job. We got work to do. Congress, no more partisan politics. The people are looking for us to lead. They are looking for us to be the ones to help them out of the dark days, to bring them back into the light. We got work to do. I know that there are some that will fight the change. I know my predecessor said there are fine folks on each side. Now is the time to prove it. Now is the time to show it. Dr. King said the time is always right to do what is right. Well, now is that time. Will you be that one? Will you do what is right?
we got work to do. And that's that speech.
You know, they would almost expect you to talk for another 45 minutes. And
I know.
Yet you put all you needed to into that wonderful speech. And you definitely gave it the weft, the change in tone and the seriousness of what you were saying. So, I felt some Obama King coming through there. I felt that. we are going to come and hit the show next week. Fully functioning. I'd like to thank you for sticking it out with me tonight. And I'm going to put you back on the couch so that I can read a final piece and close it out. Thanks again, Anthony.
All righty. No problem.
Everybody, the amazing Anthony Arnold. Poetry in the Raw does its best to give it to you raw. Well, this is what it's like when your host is under the weather. I hope I brought you a good show. I'm glad I had the tracks available to let you hear some of our amazing poets. And I have other tracks coming in. So if you have some that you would like me to play, spoken word tracks, please inbox me. Let me know. The piece that I'm going to perform to close out the show, I wrote for the John Sims show, in which he tasked us with writing a piece about the song I Wish I Was in Dixie or Dixieland. I actually hate that song. I always have. Hate it in choir. Hate it. So I wrote a piece from my perspective from within the song, and the name of my piece is They Don't Much Call Me Dixie Anymore. I'm iconic in your dreams, instigating sad songs, left to Dixie's fall and all her wrongs, way down a ways, when country comfort and cotton were way down south a ways. I wish I was in Dixie. That's what they used to say. Wondering where you ran to when you ran away alone. Wondering where your freedom took you out there where you roam. The cotton bloomed here without you. Visions of good times ran off with you too. There's still yet so much work here left to do. I'm wondering if wishing made you feel what I felt too. I'll be ready if you ever come back, you see. I keep a small satchel already packed. Many a bill came through, and sometimes it took a will or two to see it through. But I'll leave with you without thinking twice. For that freedom, I've paid the price. Slavery is showing cracks and turns. Some run loose, some are returned. Not seeing you became my mantra and my fear. Not seeing you broken, men not seeing you here. How I wish you were in Dixie too, but then again, they torture you. The way I've made peace was in the shade of trees that swung heavy with strange fruit in the breeze. Imagining you looking sharp and dressed fine while eating the best food and drinking the best wine helps my captive mind pass the time. You see, I was the noose around your neck, and now the longing masked regret. Wounded souls that don't set right to heal grow twisted when longing won't pay the bills. Freedom costs, such as it is, and with no bed to speak of, I am summoned up to his. Aligned with those who would see you hang, given what isn't taken, felt like vows forsaken. Survival is interest compounded daily. My every free action has a price, and I am creative in paying. Securing foundation with these jackals, resulted in babies with light skin and freckles and a house with its own kitchen and privacy to do business in. In spite of what was done to me, part due to what I agreed, we carved a path out for being free by satisfying their servile needs. We lived in fear, but with our own, we worked our freedom to the bone. Negress, if you please, if you must address me with false sense of prestige, sex slave or courtesan, madam, or just a hair salon. Facade of the airs we had to put on because we knew seeds were planted and strong fruit grew. Sent away, look away, run away from Dixieland. Dixie kept it pushing and carved a way through, but never forgot you. A separate culture was formed and in it we ruled our own. The offspring of Dixie were now fully grown. No more would they bow nor back the bus ride. They demanded what they had been denied, Dixie's pride. Inevitably, we were all perceived to be more than a little ambitious and just too uppity. Burned out, driven away, chased to where the road led, come what may. Babies burned, rights overturned. Exodus to the west, cashing out what we could from our still smoldering nest. If you're whistling to me, I am not there. We gathered our babies and left out together. Those sisters stuck together and through tough times they weathered. I wish I was in Dixie, they sang from freedom's distant shores, singing to the Bonnie Bell while thinking of the black whores. For whoredom, much like freedom, has a price for all who want some, taken for granted by those with privilege, used to empower an entire village. Eventually, everybody sang that tune of cotton and courage. They all did croon with painted faces that bore no traces of respect gone unchecked. Bamboozled masses in dusty rose glasses long for the days of the long past old scores. We did hair, watched the children, cooked, scrubbed floors, and hoard until our knees were sore. Oh, they remember us, but they don't much call us Dixie anymore. That is that piece. I so appreciate you all sticking it out with me. I am going to close the show with this just awesome band, Fertile Ground and Broken Branches. If you like the song, consider buying the album. Thank you for coming to Poetry in the Raw. And good night.